When your summer is missing more than just a vacation, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are there to give you a thrill. With varieties like Trolley Sour Bursting Crawlers, the worm's soft and chewy texture, surprising flavor combinations, and neon bright colors bring every road trip, beach day, and ball game to life. So when you need a little vacation from the ordinary, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are the perfect way to amp up your summer. Shop now for any trolley that crawls your way.
Vroom is the better way to buy and sell used cars. Looking for your next ride? Go to Vroom.com now to shop thousands of cars right from your phone. Not only can you buy a car on Vroom.com, but you can also sell or trade in your old car, too. When you buy a car on Vroom, they'll deliver it straight to you. If you sell your car to Vroom, they'll come pick it up, free of charge. No more driving around, getting appraisals you aren't sure are fair. No more dealing with flaky direct buyers. Not with Vroom. Sell or trade in your car with Vroom and try out your new ride for a full week to make sure it's right for you. Go to Vroom.com now to get an instant offer on your used car. Don't wait. Vroom, it's the better way to buy and sell used cars. So head over to Vroom.com now to see what your current ride is worth and check out thousands of cars to find your next one. That's Vroom.com. Vroom.com.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
You know, sometimes it's only human nature. We tend to dwell on things that are negative. I mean, the things that aren't going right. But let's talk about some of the positive things. We have here in the great state of Texas, we are blessed with an abundance of natural resources. We are blessed with a huge landmass. We are blessed with a bunch of God-fearing, mostly conservative people. We are blessed to have plenty of resources at our disposal to keep our people fed, to keep our people prosperous. We have the majority of our people, as I said, who are conservative. We have a majority of our state Senate that is conservative. We have a majority of our Texas House that is conservative. And frankly, those are all positives. We have a senator by the name of Senator Ted Cruz, who is a conservative, who is going to bat for us and fight for us as often as he can up on Capitol Hill with a very limited backup. We just have some things to clean up in this state. For example, the small cabal of people who dare to call themselves Republicans in the Texas House who have thwarted good conservative legislation. We have John Cornyn, who at every turn has betrayed Texans, whether it be on the Second Amendment, whether it be on the border. To remind everybody about what the border is all about, many of you might remember the omnibus spending bill. It's a fake budget because we have lazy legislators. The Republicans had enough numbers to make sure that omnibus was put off with a continuing resolution until the House came into power, the GOP House, and we would have had a better deal for our people. Mitch McConnell decided with John Cornyn's full backing, he didn't want to do that. And 18 Senate Republicans, along with John Cornyn, voted for that omnibus $1.8 trillion to send money to Ukraine and then to leave our border wide open. A provision inside that bill prohibited the federal government from using any money to stop illegal immigration, only to facilitate it. And John Cornyn, knowing the destruction that was causing to Texas, he voted for it because he thought Ukraine was more important than all of you. Defending Ukraine's borders more important to John Cornyn than defending Texas's borders. And that's why, by the way, John Cornyn also teamed up with Democrats to make sure that once all of the lawless people coming across that border, narco-terrorists, MS-13 gang members and the like, once they got here, he wanted to make sure that there were fewer firearms for you to defend yourself from the Democrat criminals that were let in across that border. So he colluded with Democrats to make sure that he could limit your Second Amendment rights. And he agreed to it, making sure Texans paid for these unconstitutional attacks on due process called red flag laws across the country. So where we have many blessings in the state of Texas, and we should be thankful, it should not stop us from trying to improve and get rid of those who are the cancers to that prosperity, to a land of liberty, to a land of freedom. We should not stop our efforts to remove them, because there's probably only one thing worse than a radicalized socialist Democrat trying to take away your rights and freedoms. That's a Republican who tries to help Democrats facilitate that goal. My next guest has no problems standing up to leftists. He's made a career of it. Texas Senator Ted Cruz on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
How can switching to Patriot Mobile help you? First, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're not going to be funding a left-wing company. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative cell phone company. They donate to the causes you and I support. How else can it help you? Well, it will keep voices like mine independent. You switch over to Patriot Mobile, they have industry-leading reliability because they're not just one network, they have all three major networks. And every single time you switch to Patriot Mobile using my promo code, STORM, you support me. And you keep my voice independent. So just in case somebody in the woke crowd tries to come around and cancel me, they can't, because you have the power. So go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Patriotmobile.com/storm and switch today. Can also dial 972-PATRIOT. Check out all their discounts. Stop funding your political opposition. Help keep me independent. Spend your hard-earned money on folks who have your values, not the woke crowd. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Patriotmobile.com/storm.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
Folks, want to welcome to the program Senator Ted Cruz, our only conservative senator here in the great state of Texas. Senator, welcome back.
Chris, it's great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Juxtaposition of two cases. You've got the Hunter Biden sweetheart deal, and you've got another sham indictment of President Trump. We're hearing that one of the charges against him is a Civil War statute he allegedly violated. Aren't these two side by side juxtaposed? Aren't they an example of what many conservatives have been decrying as a two-tier justice system?
I think it is undoubtedly that. We are seeing every day greater and greater evidence that the Biden administration has politicized and weaponized the Department of Justice and the FBI and the entire administration of law enforcement. And it is dangerous that this administration treats law enforcement as their and go after their enemies, to target their enemies. And they have no greater enemy than Donald Trump, which is why they seem to keep indicting him every day that begins with a Y. And simultaneously, their overarching effort is to cover up and protect Joe Biden, and in the course of that, to protect Hunter Biden and every other member of the Biden family, to avoid any accountability for corruption and selling influence, which sadly now appears to have been a family business thoroughly.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that, Senator. The FD-1023s. We know there are several, and one that has caught the attention of most of us is the one that accuses Joe Biden and Hunter Biden of selling American foreign policy for $10 million. A Russian oligarch who cited in this FD-1023 says he has the tapes. Where are we on acquiring those tapes?
Well, unfortunately, I don't think we're anywhere. The FBI refuses to answer direct questions as to whether they have the tapes. According to the FD-1023, there are 17 tapes between the Russian oligarch and the Bidens, 15 of them with Hunter Biden, 2 of them with Joe Biden. We don't know if that's accurate. We don't know if the tapes actually exist. We don't know if the FBI has the tapes. We don't know if they did anything to try to get the tapes. We don't know if they did anything to investigate the FD-1023, because the Biden FBI's position is they will not answer questions about any of this, and they're not accountable to anybody. I will say, so last week, Chuck Grassley released the full FD-1023. It is a damning document. As you know, Chris, I do every week a podcast called Verdict with Ted Cruz. I do it 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monday's podcast, which went viral nationally, was a detailed analysis of the FD-1023, of the 4 pages of serious allegations of criminal conduct, of bribery by Joe Biden, then the Vice President of the United States, today the President of the United States. And the corporate media has engaged in an almost total media blackout on this. They don't want to cover these very serious allegations, and the FBI and DOJ seem not only to have no interest in investigating them, but instead seem to be actively committed to covering up any effort to get to the truth here.
By the way, let me say about that podcast, folks, it is a tremendously beneficial podcast. Great information always with Senator Ted Cruz. Verdict with Senator Ted Cruz. And I highly recommend it. Now, I don't know. I'm not sure if you've seen this yet, Senator, but the Federalist did a bombshell report that they have informants that are telling them that the FBI did, in fact, corroborate many of the aspects of this FD-1023 that you and I are speaking of. And they did so before the 2020 presidential election, but the FBI intentionally covered it up and sat on it. If that can be determined and proven through more whistleblowers, isn't that criminal liability on the FBI's part about covering up a known crime like this?
Well, it depends on the facts and circumstances, but I got to say, if you look to a different aspect of this investigation, if you look to the testimony from the 2 IRS whistleblowers who testified before the House of Representatives last week, those IRS whistleblowers testified that, number one, Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, lied to Congress. In fact, lied under oath in response to questioning that I questioned him before the Senate Judiciary Committee. If it is true that Merrick Garland lied under oath, that is a felony punishable by serious jail time. Secondly, the allegations they put forth are that Merrick Garland and the Department of Justice engaged in obstruction of justice, that they actively worked to protect Hunter Biden, to inform him of the investigation so that he could potentially destroy evidence, so that he could potentially avoid questioning, and also that they actively blocked investigation into Joe Biden. So, for example, one of the more stunning elements that the IRS whistleblowers released is the WhatsApp texting text that was sent by Hunter Biden, allegedly, to a Chinese communist official, in which 5 times Hunter Biden says, "I am sitting here next to my father," and he's shaking the Chinese communist down for millions of dollars. And he is threatening retribution by Joe Biden if they don't pay him. Now, according to the IRS whistleblowers, the investigators wanted to use GPS test evidence to determine, was Joe Biden sitting next to Hunter Biden when Hunter Biden sent the message saying, "I'm sitting here next to my father." There is a pattern, unfortunately, of the Department of Justice and of the FBI interfering with the investigation of corruption by the Biden family. By the way, you mentioned that these allegations occur before the 2020 election. We know the FBI had in their physical possession Hunter Biden's laptop in December of 2019, so a full year before the 2020 election, and yet they did nothing to investigate what was in it. And even worse, they told social media to be on guard for a hack and leak operation by the Russians, and the FBI played a critical role in social media and big tech suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story when the FBI knew that the laptop was genuine because they were in physical possession of it. That is yet another manifestation of the profoundly politicized Biden DOJ.
Senator Ted Cruz, our guest right now here, folks. And Senator, I hope that Senate and House investigators can get in touch with the same informants that are talking to the Federalists, because they say they have corroboration that much of this FD 1023 was investigated, elements of it. I'm not sure what that means, how much of it, but they've actually corroborated it before the election. So I'm hoping that takes place. Now, you mentioned the I word, impeachment, Mayorkas, of Garland, of Joe Biden. You heard Kevin McCarthy for the first time saying that the avalanche of evidence seems to be overwhelming to where any Republicans like, say, Mitch McConnell or others who would be inclined to stand in the way of such a thing may not be able to stand in the way of impeaching Joe Biden. What's your feeling on that?
Well, I believe the House should impeach Alejandro Mayorkas right now, today, tomorrow, immediately. Mayorkas is responsible for the utter chaos at our southern border, for the worst dereliction of duty of any cabinet secretary in history. And it is profoundly threatening the safety and security of 30 million Texans and of Americans across our country. I believe Merrick Garland, the House should open impeachment proceedings into him. What it turns on for Merrick Garland is whether the testimony of the IRS whistleblowers is true. We don't know for a fact that it is true. Merrick Garland deserves a chance to defend himself. He can dispute what the whistleblowers say. Right now, Garland and the Department of Justice are just stonewalling, saying we don't answer to anybody. If what the whistleblowers are saying is true, then Merrick Garland should be impeached as well, because what they are alleging is that Merrick Garland, as Attorney General, committed multiple felonies. Finally, with respect to Joe Biden, there is a growing mountain of evidence about Joe Biden and corruption directly concerning Joe Biden. But at this point, that evidence needs to be corroborated. The FD 1023, if it is true, demonstrates serious criminal conduct for which Joe Biden should serve jail time. We don't know if it's true. These are just allegations at this point. But I believe the House should begin serious investigations to determine whether or not those allegations are true. And if it is true, as the FD 1023 alleges, that Joe Biden solicited and received a multi-million dollar bribe from a foreign national for official conduct when he was vice president of the United States, then absolutely the House of Representatives should impeach him and the Senate should convict him. And I'll note, Chris, you know, the past impeachments we've had, there have been big debates about whether something constitutes a high crime or misdemeanor. Mm-hmm. That actually doesn't matter here, because the text of the Constitution provides that impeachment lies for treason, bribery, or other high crimes or misdemeanors. If this evidence demonstrates that Biden committed this conduct, he wouldn't be impeached for high crimes or misdemeanors. He would be impeached for bribery, a specifically enumerated ground for impeaching and removing the president.
That's great, great information. Now, before I ask you the political question I'm dying to ask you, there's two more issues I want you to address, if you could. First off, Joe Biden is suing Governor Greg Abbott, who has put up water barriers along the Rio Grande. A former opponent of yours and of Governor Abbott's, Robert Francis Beta O'Rourke, has claimed that needs to be removed immediately because it's deterring the massive illegal immigration into the United States. And we can't have that, says Robert Francis Beta O'Rourke. What is your take on this lawsuit trying to stop Texas from protecting itself from this onslaught of illegal immigration and everything that comes with it?
I think the lawsuit is absolutely disgraceful. I'm proud of the state of Texas for standing up and fighting to try to secure our border. I'm proud of the governor for stepping up and leading on this front. And I think this crisis was caused by deliberate political decisions by Joe Biden, by Kamala Harris, and by Democrat members of the House and Senate, who decided to utterly abdicate their responsibility, who decided to open the borders fully, who decided to turn the Mexican drug cartels into multi-billion dollar global criminal enterprises, who decided to allow the worst illegal immigration in our nation's history with over 7 million illegal immigrants crossing under Joe Biden, who decided to allow the worst drug trafficking in our nation's history. Last year, more than 100,000 people died of drug overdoses because of Joe Biden and the Democrats' open borders. And none of the Democrats care about any of that. What are they outraged about? How dare Texas try to stop this invasion? It is disgraceful. And instead of sending the politicized DOJ to try to stop Texas from defending our borders, the Department of Justice and the Biden administration ought to do their damn job, follow federal law, and secure the border. Sadly, Chris, they're not going to do that because Washington Democrats do not care about the dead bodies that are piling up. They do not care about the 853 migrants who died last year crossing illegally into this country. They do not care about the women who are sexually assaulted by human traffickers. They do not care about the children who are brutalized by human traffickers. They do not care about the 100,000 people who died of overdoses. And by the way, they will profess in congressional testimony they care, but if they cared, they would change their behavior and stop it. And they're not willing to do that because partisan politics matters more to them.
The Democrats who are decrying Sound of Freedom, the blockbuster hit of the summer, they won't go see it, and they'll decry it, and they'll call it QAnon conspiracy theory because they don't want to admit that their policies are feeding what I would classify as the most debaucherous trade that I can think of, the sexual exploitation of children. And Democrats are locked hand in hand with that effort. Senator, I want to ask you this political question. I'm just not going to be able to get to the war, the Democrats' war on appliances, because we're quickly running out of time. You got 20 House Republicans voting to protect Adam Schiff. You got 18 Senate Republicans voting to fund the Democrats' illegality through that $1.8 trillion omnibus, which actually, by the way, prohibited we spend money on the border to defend our borders. And I've heard you talk about this before, but I think it bears repeating. The risks to the Republican Party, if it is seen as a rubber stamp and another party that's trying to facilitate the illegal activity of the Democrats, there is a danger here of the Republican Party turning into irrelevancy if all they are is just palling around with Democrats. Yes.
Look, there's a very real danger of that. Unfortunately, there are some Republicans in Washington who are almost constitutionally inclined to want to go along to get along. And they believe that if they're just nice enough, if they just go along with what the Democrats want, that maybe the Democrats will like them, that maybe the corporate media will like them, that they will not upset anyone. And I got to say, I think the American people are frustrated. They're frustrated with career politicians, frankly, of both parties, who lie to them, who don't do what they said. I'll tell you what I tell every newly elected senator, every newly elected House member. I tell them, here's a radical idea. Do what you said you would do. Whatever you said in September and October on the campaign trail, do that in January and February when you get into office, because the disconnect is enormous. And I believe the way you win elections is you stand and fight for something that matters. That's something I've tried to do every single day in the Senate, is honor my promises to the people of Texas, fight for 30 million Texans. As you know, I'm running for re-election right now. I'm up in 2024, and Chuck Schumer and the Democrats have made clear I am their number one target to try to take out in the entire country. They are going to spend over $100 million trying to defeat me and trying to turn Texas blue. And look, to some extent, that's a compliment. They tell you who they're afraid of. They tell you who they're mad at. And they don't like that I'm standing up and leading the fight against them. But I will tell you to your listeners, if you don't want to see Texas turn blue, if you don't want to see the Democrats succeed in flipping the state and taking me out, I need your help. I need you to come to our website. It's tedcruz.org, tedcruz.org, tedcruz.org. Come and make a contribution, because the Democrats are flooding cash into the state of Texas and they have put a bullseye on me straight from Chuck Schumer because they don't want Republicans who stand up and fight against them.
Senator Cruz has been emblematic of this, folks. Good policy makes for good politics, and that's what Ted Cruz has done for us every step of the way. Senator, always appreciate the visit, sir, and good luck on the trail.
Thank you, my friend. God bless.
And that puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Two websites to go to, TexasScorecard.com. They will be monitoring Senator Cruz's race against his opponent, a Democrat socialist who has done nothing but work to harm Texas, not to help Texas. They'll also be tracking some of the big stories here in the state of Texas that impact not only the big state of Texas, but all of the states surrounding us, including our battle at the border. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you find all my social media hookups, from Truth Social to Getter to MeWe to where else are we? Oh, yeah, we're back on Twitter. So until we visit again, my friends, are they calling it X now? I really don't know. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. Its worth is measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. You stay safe out there, my friends.
Running a business comes with pressure. Remote workforces, HR compliance, attaining top talent. You start to feel boxed in. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR service and technology to work, offering my employees competitive benefit options while lightening my HR load. Instead of obstacles, I'm surrounded by people empowered to be their best. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity. HR that makes a difference.
Vroom is the better way to buy and sell used cars. Looking for your next ride? Go to Vroom.com now to shop thousands of cars right from your phone. Not only can you buy a car on Vroom.com, but you can also sell or trade in your old car, too. When you buy a car on Vroom, they'll deliver it straight to you. If you sell your car to Vroom, they'll come pick it up, free of charge. No more driving around, getting appraisals you aren't sure are fair. No more dealing with flaky direct buyers. Not with Vroom. Sell or trade in your car with Vroom and try out your new ride for a full week to make sure it's right for you. Go to Vroom.com now to get an instant offer on your used car. Don't wait. Vroom, it's the better way to buy and sell used cars. So head over to Vroom.com now to see what your current ride is worth and check out thousands of cars to find your next one. That's Vroom.com. Vroom.com.